Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so pleased again this year to be talking to a bunch of great football minds on the show, and one of them that we love talking to is Coach Brian Billick, NFL Network. We welcome him in right now in anticipation of this Sunday night game, Steelers and Patriots. Coach Billick from the NFL Network joins us now. Hi, Brian. Good morning. How's everything?
Doing great. Good morning to you all.
Yeah, it is football time. It smelled like football this morning. It was a little bit chilly here in western Pennsylvania. It's time to get going, and the Steelers get going with that trip up to Foxborough. From a logistics standpoint, it seems like a lot of stadiums are the same, but when you go into Foxborough and Brady's there and Belichick has it going and the crowds, is it a different place in that stadium, or are they all essentially the same? Talk about your experience up there.
Well, it's different only in the sense that, yeah, it's not different from you go into any stadium where you got a good football team and a good quarterback and a good coach. Yeah, that's going to kind of jade your perspective of the kind of the stadium it's going to be in and the way they interact. Obviously, the fans have had a great run. They're excited about getting started. It's going to be a raucous crowd, but that's nothing new for the Steelers going into that. And you know, they've been there before. They know firsthand what it does. I think they've got a great sense of what it takes to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. Now, doing it and knowing it could be two different things, but I think they understand what you have to do to beat Brady.
Can the specter of the chess master Bill Belichick on the other sideline as you lead up to game day and prepare for it lead you to maybe outthink yourself as you prepare for a game against the Patriots?
Well, you can if you let that happen to you, where Bill Belichick is at his best, because he's been at it his entire professional life. I think people have to remember, Bill Belichick's been in the NFL his entire professional life, right out of college, from intern positions to quality controls, and worked his way up. He's just got huge reservoir of institutional knowledge when it comes to situational football, and there's no one better at it. And every coach works at it. Every coach tries. But that's where the real chess match comes from, not necessarily the X's and O's. That's all part of it, and you have staffs that orchestrate it. That really comes down to how good your players are. But matching him situation for situation, when you need to go for it, when you need to punt, when you need to go for the two-point, when you need to decide that you're going to be, provide a little bit more pressure and take that chance against, those types of head coaching decisions are always a tough matchup with Belichick, because he's so good at it, because he's been at it for so long.
Does Devin Bush jump off the screen at you the way, that he does with most people around the country and watching him early on in the preseason and in through his college tape?
Yeah, now you got to, qualify it by preseason. We all know that. And coming into the regular season is a world of difference. But certainly, you've got to be impressed. And I think, it's one of those things where raw talent and basic talent comes through in the NFL, but how they handle the pressure of the NFL, the caliber of competition, you really don't know till you get to the regular season. But certainly there's no reason to think that he's not going to perform well.
You expect Tom Brady to test him early on to see where he is in his first NFL regular season game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to know that Brady, the genius of a Tom Brady, notwithstanding anything else, is what on a football field is Tom Brady not seen? And what a great resource to be able to go back to the sideline. What is this, his 17th, 18th season with Belichick, and it's somewhere in there? To go back to whatever you do to a Tom Brady, for him to go to the sideline and look at Belichick and go, hey, remember when the Ravens 15 years ago did so-and-so? Remember when the Steelers 10 years ago did so-and-so? Oh, yeah, okay, well, we'll do that and adapt to it. That institutional knowledge coupled with Belichick's is spectacular. And you've got to know that Tom Brady, on every given play, is going to – that's the key of what they do. They spread it out. They play the small ball. And he finds the best matchup he has. And if you're zone, he's probably going to have somebody in some area of your voided zone that he's going to be able to get rid of the ball.
Brian Billick, NFL Network, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How many reads do you think Brady has whenever, not necessarily the huddle breaks, he doesn't go into it, but when Brady gets to the scrimmage line, how many times do the changes go through his head, and how many times does he hit his primary receiver, do you think?
Well, if it's primary, it's primary based on coverage, probably a lot. Now, what he thinks is the primary, or what the primary is drawn up on the plan during the week, and what it is when you break the huddle can totally change when you get to line scrimmage or post-snap, because he's going to look at whatever reads he sees in the Steeler defense, whether it's the safety, whether it's the corners, whether it's the alignment of the linebackers, to give him indication of what he thinks they're going to do, zone or man. And if he thinks it's man, he's, okay, where's my best matchup across the board? Is it on an Edelman? What, you know, previously, was it on a Gronk? Is it somebody I can get outside? Does it look like they're doubling or bracketing my best man, so now I'm going to go someplace else? And I think it's zone, then the route combination I have on, the primary becomes which route is best going to violate whatever zone coverage they're playing. And every defense has vulnerability. Every zone has some voids to it. You can't cover all the zones. And Brady, after all these years, he's going to know where to go to it.
Well, then, here's a great follow-up then, I think, at least. We both, and I know in talking to you in the past, you've been very high on Joe Haden. Joe Haden can't do it all himself. How important, then, does infusing a veteran like Steve Nelson into this defense become for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think it's very important, because part of the key in a defense facing Tom Brady is, okay, where are we vulnerable? You know, collectively, we've got to know what our vulnerabilities are. And like I said, okay, you run any kind of zone, there's going to be a void in it. Okay, if they go there, then how are we going to rally to it? How are we going to respond to it? How are we going to minimize the game? And be aware of where those voids may be. And then see who's going to be in there in terms of the route combination. And, you know, you talked earlier about the chess match. You can drive yourself nuts thinking you're going to outthink a Tom Brady. And that's going to be hard to do, as everybody knows, and certainly the Steelers are well matched to do. You got to get him uncomfortable. You got to get him off his mark. You got to get him moving around outside the pocket or not comfortable in the pocket. If he can get into a rhythm and he can get the ball out of his hands quickly, then it's going to be a long night.
We've talked about this particularly this morning, Brian. Where is the one area of the field, whether it be the Steelers' D-line against the Patriots' O-line, or whether it be Ben Roethlisberger against the Patriots' secondary, whatever it may be, where's that one matchup that you look for, if you're a Steelers fan, to where your team may have the advantage going in Sunday night?
Well, you know, clearly that offensive line that the Steelers have got going, maybe the best in football, and that bodes well for Ben. So obviously that's going to be a strength, whether it's, you know, because you at times can run on New England. They tend to be a little undersized. You know, all defenses are getting a little undersized now because that's the nature of the game, and you're playing so much more nickel. The Steelers have been able to spread you out with that offensive line to go at a, you know, that's got to be a huge advantage for the Steelers in terms of their offense going against the defense of the Patriots, and I think that's a good matchup, the Steelers' offensive line against the defensive line of the Patriots. You know, their secondary is pretty smart. I think their safeties of the secondary are the ones where you can make the most hay. The linebackers are smart and active, but again, there can be matchups there that I think could favor the Steelers. So, and in terms of the defense, there again, you know, when you're talking about the Patriots, their receiving core is solid, okay. And obviously, without a Gronk, it's and Edelman's the key and the workhorse. And as they spread it out, you know, there's no one player now that Gronk's gone, and certainly Edelman you have to account for in the intermediate area. But I don't know that they have that one guy that says, boy, you got to double this guy every single time, or he's going to beat you deep.
Go ahead.
And that can be an advantage for the Steelers' secondary.
One more thing for you. Do you think Mayock and Gruden are ready to get back into TV yet?
There are times I imagine they're looking up and going, why did I ever leave that other gig? But it's going to be interesting. You know, Mike Mayock, I think, does a phenomenal job. He's as good an evaluator of talent as I've ever been around. And I've been around some good people, whether it be Ozzie Newsome and Phil Seib and Eric DaCosta and the like. Mike does an excellent job. Now, actually translating that into as a GM and a personnel guy, that, you know, that's the challenge left for Mike. And Gruden's, you know, he believes in what he's doing, and they've put some good people on the field. It's going to, I like Derek Carr, but yeah, it's going to be, particularly if they have a little rough going early compared to what they had last season as well. That then it might get real interesting there in Oakland / Las Vegas.
Yeah, we know how it gets interesting with number 84 on your team here in Pittsburgh. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Coach, we haven't seen any sign of that this summer at all, have we?
No, not yet. We love talking to you. Love talking to you all year, and we know you're working with Roman this year. Why don't you tell us about them?
Yeah, I'm excited about teaming with Roman. You know, and I'm in my mid-60s, and you know, guys over 40, you know, all of a sudden stuff's happening, right? And Roman, the thing I love about when I was in the NFL all those years, it was so easy. It was just I walked down the hall to the best trainer, the best doctors, anything I needed. Well, I don't have that now. Well, I do with Roman. It makes the process easy and private by allowing a connection with U.S. licensed physicians. It takes place online 24/7. I mean, there's stuff you have to address when you get older. And to have an access to Roman, whether it's the pharmaceuticals, whether it's the doctors, to address whatever issues you're dealing with, particularly as you get into to my years, it's a huge asset. People need to check it out because it really is a great place to interact with for your medical needs.
All right, Brian Billick, NFL Network coach. We'll talk again. Thanks again.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is – you know, you hear Coach Billick's voice. We're going to hear Jim Nance in the next hour. It's like – it's football.
It's not even season. Not even creeping up on you anymore. It's now pounding on the door saying, let me in. It's time for football.
It is here. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.